Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
There it is.
Because my baby left me.
If you didn't recognize the guitar work, you recognize the voice.
Was it something
from
I
a
got
kid who on this date, 1958, Elvi reported to the local draft board in Memphis.
Oh.
He became his U.S. Number, his tag number was 533-10761, Richie.
Why didn't you tell me that? I could have.
I did tell you that. I said, well, get me an Elvis song.
Well, but you didn't
Elvis
tell me.
Elvis was now government property. Look, you slept in today. What do you want from me?
Well,
you're not prepared.
I would have given you this song had I known that that was the story.
Nice.
Uncle Sam.
Give us a room with the view off the beautiful ride.
Okay, so here was the conundrum, but nobody thought about it then. Let's just think about it for fun for a moment. Uncle Sam tells Elvis he's got to show up and serve his time. So he goes in for 2 years. Guess how much Uncle Sam lost in tax revenue because there was a private Presley in the Army. Take a guess, Richie.
Back in 58?
1958, 59, 60.
I would say $20 million. No, not that much. $5 million.
No. It's still a bit. It's a big number for that time, though. Kenny knows the answer.
Dollars.
So, Jen, you want to take a shot at this?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Is Rich close? Can you give me that hint?
No. The government lost about $500,000 in taxes each year Presley was in the Army.
So $1 million. Yeah,
$1 million.
Okay.
Right. Would you or would we have been better off if Elvis never went into the Army and he continued to work and we got the tax money? Because anybody could have gone into the Army.
Yeah, I would say it was probably a good PR for the Army to have him there.
Yeah.
And it probably sent a lot of guys, I want to be just like Elvis, man. Let me go. I'm going to sign up.
So there, we thought that went through. Thank you very much. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today's video of the day was discovered by Mr. McFadden.
It's so funny.
A Thing Starter video, which is a series of parody Kickstarter videos where budding entrepreneurs make fundraising appeals for wildly misguided projects. This particular video, trying to raise money for an app called I Not Racist, which awards you points for not doing racist things. You got to see this, but here's a little bit of the audio to wet your whistle.
I apologize ahead of time.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. Oh, yes.
Hey, no problem. Hi, Thing Starter. If you're like me, you're always opening doors for African Americans. It's the right thing to do, and it proves you're not a racist. But don't you wish you could get credit for all of this non-racism? That's why I created I Not Racist. I Not Racist is a groundbreaking social media app that lets you show the world exactly how not racist you are. Earn I Not Racist points for everyday not racist things, such as friending the Latino guy from lunch, or voting for an African-American politician, or dating an Asian person. Your I Not Racist score is definitive proof of how racist you're not. And it determines your ranking on the I Not Racist scoreboard. Compete against your friends and family to see who's the least racist. Sorry, Uncle Bobby.
All right.
I Not Racist is great for
our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of the I Not Racist video? A, it's hilarious. B, it's racist. C, it's in poor taste. D, I feel guilty for laughing at it. Maybe in poor taste. But
I can laugh at it because I'm not racist, because I married a Latino.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty.
I even adopted a Latino.
Yeah, there you go.
A Latino.
We got a new website, richiesnotracist.com.
Right.
We'll put that one up there. All right, so the poll yesterday.
I beat all of you.
Doug Steffen. Yeah, sure you would.
What's
your favorite thing about spring? Well, we didn't get any results from that, Kenny. What happened? Is that we still working that over, or I just didn't
get
it?
Too close to call.
All right. It starts staying later and later. Huh? That's all right. No, it's a big sweat. Okay. So that's the latest chapter in Grab Butt Radio, boys and girls. That's the Doug Steffen.
Very well done, sir. You're a professional.
I certainly am. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Heavy weather is in the deck of Sturgis Cards.
It was fine until we got to here and it started hailing on us. We got stuck in it, so we pulled over for a little bit, and then about 15 minutes later, we got the ride again.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Tina Tadone from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, what's happening?
There's a lot happening here. I've done a lot of riding, the Custer National Park, Needles Highway, which scared the bejeebas out of me. Because there's a lot of, it's like a turnstile. It's like a corkscrew up and down, and there's no guardrails. The cars turn out a little too far, and you get too close to the edge. It's a little scary. I made it down. I'm still here. Beautiful riding out here. There's a lot of wildlife, buffalo, deer. Saw a lot of prairie dogs on the side of the road.
American Biker Minute.
Really cool.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.